This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
More breasts than CNC Drive Factory. You're rising up with Jeannie and Adam, Joy 94.9.
But you know who else you could take out on a date with you? These two beautiful ladies, Ali Fowler, Yvonne Bibra from the Shantuzzi.
Smiling when you said that, they're like,
I love pancakes.
The shoulder went up into the cheek and you know that you've succeeded.
Can I ask? I mean, you know, you guys have been making awesome music for the past 20, 30 years? No, 80.
About 25, I think.
Oh, yeah, 10.
Yeah. That's right. Do you ever get people coming up to you saying, I'd like to take you on a date?
Oh.
Hello.
No.
Yes. Oh. You lie, Ali. You lie. Remember that guy on Facebook? And he said, and he wrote in and he wrote,
I suppose Facebook didn't exist back then.
No, recently.
I remember being handed a few notes on stage.
Do you reckon Ali Fowler would go out on a dinner date with me?
Oh, really?
And Tot and I both said, yep, for sure, no worries, here's her number. And we didn't.
And I've been stalked ever since. But I've got it out in AVO, so it's all good.
Ask you when
against
you're on,
you two.
When you're on tour, you have like I've heard crazy stories of you know, you get underwear thrown at you, you have crazy people follow you around. A friend of mine who performs overseas, she's had naked men like dancing, their purest form showing as they're moving. What are some crazy stories? I reckon you three get up to some mischief.
Yeah, but
it's like you have to censor this for
Been given flowers and things like that on stage. I don't know whether we've had too many naked... We've had a few naked women.
What? Okay. Oh. I need to come to your links.
That was the only Bushy tour.
And I remember we played once in somewhere in Western Australia and they all just kept flashing us in the front row.
It's like, Bushy tour. All right, really?
I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't work out why. And then I turned around, Tot was flashing them out. No, I'm joking, she wasn't.
So you can make up these stories because she's not actually here today.
That's right.
Like, oh, it was all Totty.
Totty was showing her.
That'll learn you to stay away.
More recently, last year we had yourself and Totty, Ali, on the show to talk about Baby It's You when that was released.
That's right.
What's happened in the year since? What have you guys been up to?
Right. Well, a few months ago, probably 3-4 months ago now, we released another single called Black and Blue. It was a song written by Tot that she wrote. She took a bit of a break from the band and she ended up in New York and she was writing with Gus Till, who was from Max Q. He was one half of Max Q, for those that remember way back when. That was a band that Michael Hutchins and Gus Till.
Oh, right.
And anyway, they wrote this song. They wrote a couple of songs, but they wrote this one and it was produced by a guy called Todd Terry, who's considered by many to be the father of house music. And it had some great people playing on it. It had the
guitarist from CNC Music Factory.
So all sorts of fantastic people on it. Anyway, she came back to Australia. She never did anything with the songs. They went missing for a while. Then they turned up in a dusty old storage unit. And they were on reel to reel. So she had to see whether she could get them transferred.
Oh, wow.
And goes through quite a sort of...
A baking process.
Anyway, so they could have dissolved or burned or whatever.
But she's a very good cook.
So luckily, they survived the baking process. And we did a bit of a handheld on our mobile phone kind of clip to go with it. Very daggy, but it was just so that the song had a visual and it's sort of fun.
It sounds like a lot of us on the road.
And then a little bit of footage of us dancing in a laneway near my house.
In wedges on cobbled stone.
I mean, it was just
the practicalities of it is almost just... Sometimes, you know, when you...
Hell.
But shoes do that to you. You know when you like go out dancing, it's like, yo, I'm going to wear stilettos for 7 hours because your feet are going to love that the next day. We don't really think it through when it comes to shoes, do we?
Oh, I know.
And then you're off to the osteo because your neck's out.
Hips out.
I have the same feeling when I put on my stilettos too.
I bet.
When we come back, we're going to chat to Eve and Ali about their upcoming tour around the country, kicking off this weekend at Elston Week. They're getting up to some mischief in Darwin.
Oh,
we're going to find out a bit about that. Shantuzzi's on Joy 94.9, and funny enough, two of them are in studio with us, Ali Fowler, Yvonne Bibra.
Hello.
Good morning. morning.
Hi, La. You guys are up north now. You're going up north to Darwin.
We're heading that way.
Oh, yes. We're sick of the cold. We're flying north.
Are you going to, like, ride crocodiles or, like...
Well, no. We're going to go... Well, I've organised Totten Alley.
Yeah.
To get, they've, you know, they don't know this yet, but I'll tell you now, Alan. You're going to swim with the crocodiles. You're going into...
No,
the,
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm
in the Cage of Death, it's called.
Oh, well, that's comforting.
Yes.
Great. Wow. I'm
sure you're not talking about the Cage of Death as a retail store with crocodile skin products.
No, I'm definitely... I've okay. researched it and I know exactly what it is. Hello. And you get into this glass cage and then it immerses you in the water with the crocodiles.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're enormous.
And why couldn't the crocodile break the glass?
Well, I don't know. But if it does,
what happens?
I know the words to all the songs. So she's got I've assured the promotion that, look, if anything does happen, don't worry, I've got it covered.
I see what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Her insurance policy. She wants a cash in on you too.
I don't think this one's sliding by.
And I've also got my diamond ring.
Down the glass.
Wow, that would be scary.
You know what,
though? That's why I'm not doing
it. The crocodile can't eat us both at the same time. So pushing that goldsmith forward. In fact, she's going to be constantly in front of me.
She's doing the death roll with the croc.
I'm going to go, take her. She's juicier. And then, even though I'm probably juicier, but I mean, you know. And then I'll just...
Well, I heard,
I'm a bit concerned that you guys have put a lot of thought into this.
We have.
It's like
I've been planning for months.
The last time we had Tony on the show, she confessed that she wasn't so good with a map. So maybe give her a map in the water. She'll probably just run right into the crocodile.
She is so bad.
With directions.
Shocking.
She doesn't drive the tour bus at all?
When she does, we're usually about like an hour late for the gig.
Or you're like, we'll take our own cars,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah. So see you there or not.
No, she's very funny because she'll drive in, or even if she walks into a shop to or a cafe to get coffee, she'll come out of the cafe and go the other way.
We go, no.
Not the way she walked in. You'll go,
she has no GPS.
Oh, my gosh.
I reckon my mum can beat that. When my mum and my stepdad got remarried, my stepdad's a huge golfer, has been for many, many years, and she always said, oh, I want to go on the golf course with you. And she said, but I want to drive the golf buggy. And he's like, oh, I don't know about this. So his direction to her, which was a normal guy direction, I've just hit the ball onto the green. Get me as close to the ball as you can. So mum drove onto the green. Which is like breaking the cardinal rule of any golf club.
Turf.
Yeah, and they're like, oh my God, does she not have a sense of direction or anything? You know, you don't drive it on the green, you drive it around the green.
Oh, that's
she get she'd get mum and Toddy in a golf buggy.
That'd be funny.
Five star. She's just going,
Okay, well, we need to let people know that this Saturday, 5th of September, at the Flying Saucer Club in Elsternwick, they can come along and see you.
Yes,
sure.
And it will be a lot of fun because it's one of, well, we love all our gigs.
The
it's
Flying like Saucer Club is pretty cool.
But we particularly love the Flying Saucer. We always have a really...
Because it's inner city, it's Melbourne.
Yeah, and we always have a really good time there and a lot of friends and a lot of people that, you know...
Our fans,
such a funny word. But yes, you know, fans from years ago come to that gig. So it's always a lot of fun. And then on the 12th, we're at Meredith at the Royal Hotel in Meredith, which is only about an hour and a quarter.
It's a Sunday session. It's a Sunday afternoon.
Love a good Sunday sesh.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the beer garden. So it's really, and it's really fun.
I want to come along.
I've been there before.
Yeah. Ellie and I might have a few drinks, so we might get top to
drive. Yeah. And you'll end up in Darwin yourself.
Yeah, so
you'll
probably end up sort of in the water. Around three. It's always a good sort of rowdy, but kind of relaxed, but rowdy. I don't know.
It's like a good, I mean, I love that live entertainment is actually coming to a lot more beer gardens around because it is, you know, Sunday afternoon is like a lot more people are moving to just a chilled, relaxed drink with some mates and to have awesome live entertainment such as yourselves.
Yeah, because they do it a lot in Western Australia, those sort of Sunday afternoon sessions. It's a big thing in Perth, but it's sort of gone a bit from here, so it'd be great to bring it back.
You're absolutely right. It does ebb and flow here.
I think that's about the weather, Ali.
Oh, yeah.
Very good weather in Perth.
That's why we're flying north,
isn't it? A
bit cold
here in Melbourne.
You can head to theshantoozies.com, get tickets directly from your website or information.
Probably best to go to the – well, you can.
Yes, you can. You can click on the link and it takes you to the ticket.
Right. But also to go to the Flying Saucer website, and they are starting to move.
Oh.
So – So don't get left behind, people.
Head to theshantoozies.com. They've got tours in Victoria, Elsternwick this weekend. And merch.
Hilarious.
Yeah, we've got
merch.
Merchandise.
Ali had the brilliant idea.
We've got t-shirts.
Ali's
face.
No, they'll have to come into. All right, I can tell you. So, are you familiar with Jimmy Kimmel, you know, the American talk show host?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's got this segment on his show, or used to have, where people read out mean tweets, celebrities mean tweets about themselves. It's very, very funny. So anyway, every now and again, the odd person writes the odd nasty thing about us. Most of the 99% of the time, everyone's gorgeous. But every now and again, the odd troll sneaks through to the keeper.
Yeah.
So we thought we'll take one of those comments and we'll stick it on a T-shirt. We'll make some money out of that nasty old troll. So it's at the Shantoozies, hashtag mean tweet. These drag queens are almost look like real women. And that's our T-shirt.
That's right. But it actually, the font is
so we've
is
turned
fabulous.
A negative into a positive.
That's great. Right.
That's good.
And they're selling like hotcakes.
They're selling like hotcakes. We're having a bit of a laugh.
Can I put some money down for the Bushy Tour T-shirt, please?
Yes.
Certainly.
Yes.
Is that an arrow
that
pointing down?
That actually comes with its own merkin.
That's right.
Oh, are my God.
Fitting?
It's merch. It's merch with Merc. It's great.
TheShantoozies.com to grab all the information. Catch them at Elston Week and Meredith early September, and then probably just Eve by yourself after Ali and Toddy have gone into the Crocodiles in Darwin later this month.
Yeah, that's right. Go to Darwin, then you can come to Sydney to see us in early October. And
oh, yeah, you are
goes.
In Richmond. You're in Etalong Beach. Oh, that's lies. Yeah. God, you guys get good locations.
We do get good locations.
Ali, Eve, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
good luck with the tour.
Us.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.